This is Jay Sekulow. Some troubling developments in Washington, D.C., and some quick legal action in Georgia.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
this is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country, a couple of issues that we're dealing with. It's been a very busy morning here at the American Center for Law and Justice. I'm actually back on our campus offices here in Virginia. I just left Washington, D.C. yesterday. Well, of course, as soon as I was in Washington and we realized what was about to happen, I told you that once that Supreme Court decision came out, to be aware that we could see some very difficult developments in Congress. Well, folks, here's the bill. It's H.R. 5151 to protect, consistent with Roe versus Wade, a woman's right to freedom to choose to bear a child or terminate a pregnancy, and for other purposes. It's been introduced by Mr. Nadler from New York. Companion bill has already been issued to the United States Senate. They're calling the Free Choice, I guess, Freedom of Choice Protection Act. This is new bills coming. The exact number of this bill we're waiting for, but I will tell you this. There was one introduced last year, but in light of the Supreme Court decision, they now say they're reintroducing with some new language, which in essence is going to say that no federal legislation on the abortion issue. We want to know what you have to think about that. 1-800-684-3110. We won at the Supreme Court of the United States, folks. The Congress may well, or is trying, to now take that victory and other victories away. Comments are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Then after the break, I'm going to get into another matter where we've had lawyers deployed in Georgia. You know that group, that Westboro Baptist group that does those, I think, awful funeral protests at military funerals? They are, and this is the tragedy of this, they are now planning a major protest at a Georgia funeral for a student from Virginia Tech. Since early this morning, we've been on top of the situation. We've been joined by Jeff Surtees, who's been handling this for us. I've been on the phone with lawyers in Georgia, and this is a very tragic matter, and it's hard to believe that they're doing this. But this Freedom of Choice Act, folks, is unbelievable in its scope, that what they're trying to do is not only undercut the Supreme Court decision, this is going to be a huge setback if it gets through for the life issue. We're going to get into in-depth on this in the days ahead, but we wanted to bring this to everybody's attention.
And to let you know, this was tried to be passed in the last legislative cycle last year. Did not happen, but remember that big change that's happened since the 2006 elections in the House and the Senate. The former legislation, which this new legislation should be modeled on very close to it, had as its last section, Section 6, the retroactive effect. This means
people, listen to this. You need to listen to what this says.
The act would apply to every federal, state, and local statute, ordinance, regulation, administrative order, decision, policy, practice, or other action enacted, adopted, or implemented before, on, or after the date of the enactment of this act. So even the regulations before, which what would that include? The federal partial birth abortion ban, that then would be taken away by this act.
So would informed consent. So would parental notice. This is an unbelievable encroachment. We want to know what you think about this. Of course, with that partial birth abortion victory, what do we expect, folks? This is the nature of politics. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls on this. The tragedy in Virginia Tech, as well, as I told you, we've got lawyers deployed to protect the integrity of those funerals and those memorial services. We think that's outrageous. But we told you there'd be legislation. I don't think any of us thought it would come the next day. It did. Fortunately, the lawyers and the legal staff and our government affairs office right there on Capitol Hill representing you in Washington to make sure that these statutes that are proposed don't become law. So we'll talk to you about that. Hey, folks, we just got another day or so on the stem cell bill. We're close to 88,000, I think, is the number now, of people that have contacted us. This is to get to a 100,000 goal to veto the bill. The president said he'll do that and sustain that veto. We need to hear from you. It's just, again, this will be the last day or so to do this. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. To add your name to a petition to protect life on the stem cell issue or ACLJ.org.
A troubling vote in the U.S. Senate clears the way for the federal government using your tax dollars to conduct research on stem cells taken from human embryos.
It brings up Nazi-esque type of procedures.
What's next? A presidential veto? The American Center for Law and Justice knows that it's now up to President Bush to veto this unacceptable legislation. Legislation that amounts to nothing more than a frontal assault against human life. And the ACLJ is working to provide a margin of support in the Senate so a presidential veto cannot be overridden. It's a critical time to stand for life.
This is really serious. And folks, we got a real, real battle here.
Stop embryonic stem cell research now. Add your name to the petition to protect human life. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life.
1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, not unexpected, but here it goes, folks. That Supreme Court opinion, the ink is not dry on the opinion. I mean, literally, within days of the opinion, hours, the Freedom of Choice Protection Act is now being introduced in the United States House and simultaneously at the Senate. It was introduced last year, but as Jordan just pointed out, they didn't have control. The sponsors didn't have control of the House and Senate last year. They do this year. The language in it, this retroactive impact, I want Jordan to read this again, folks. This will be, what a huge battle this is going to be. Now, we're mobilizing now. We're doing the research. We'll have more on this next week, but this is going to be a huge battle.
Yeah, it says Section 6, which is called the Retroactive Effect. This act applies to every federal, state, and local statute, ordinance, regulation, administrative order, decision, policy, practice, or other action enacted, adopted, or implemented before, on, or after the date of enactment of this act. And of course, key language there, Dad, before or on. Before is all those different state regulations that we've talked about, as well as the federal partial birth abortion ban act. This act would have a retroactive effect there, and that ban would no longer be in existence.
It's absolutely outrageous. There's going to be more to do on this. We're going to be talking to people. A lot of calls coming in about it. We'll get to that in a moment. But I first also wanted to bring you information. We've had our lawyers on the phones early this morning working in a number of our offices in Virginia and in Kentucky because of a situation. You know, this group, this Westboro Baptist group, they do these awful protests. You've seen them in the military funerals. They're actually going to the Virginia Tech funerals and memorial services and doing these disruptive protests as well. We've been in contact already this morning with a case out of Georgia. One of the students that was killed during the tragedy in Virginia Tech is a student from Georgia. And we've been handling these all over the country. I think over 70 of these we've been involved in so far. Jeff Surtees is a senior research counsel here at the American Center for Law and Justice, one of our senior associate counsels, and has been handling this. Jeff, you've been on the phone this morning with lawyers in a smaller town in Georgia where one of the students lived. Grew up before he went to college, and of course his life ended at the tragedy at Virginia Tech. We got word of this protest. The language in these protests, folks, Jordan's got the news release. We'll go through some of that in a moment. You see what they say. It's just outrageous. But it gives, you know, they call themselves a church, and it's a free country. You call yourself anything you want, but to me, it doesn't represent the cause of Christ at all. It's not only horrible what they're saying, but I think it's just an awful testimony. And we think that there should be content neutral, time, place, and manner restrictions for a military funeral. That's not the place for these kind of protests. Jeff, you've been on the phone with lawyers in Georgia this morning. What's your sense? What, first of all, what's happening? That was the planned activity, and what have we done?
Well, Jay, we got, when we heard word that Westboro Baptist Church, hesitate to call them Baptist Church, but when we got word that they were going to Evans, Georgia to protest the memorial service for Ryan Clark, we immediately put a legal letter together, did some legal research regarding Georgia's anti-protest statute, and got in touch with the county attorney, Doug Batchelor. We went back and forth discussing the law, what can be done, what's the best way to approach this matter. The attorney there got in touch with his sheriff's office. The sheriff's office is all set to deal with this protest that's going to take place tomorrow. They are going to enforce the laws vigorously there.
Well, that's good news, and I know that it was very helpful for you to talk to the city attorney. That's who has to handle these things, folks. But we were in touch with the city attorney and gave them the legal positions, because fortunately Georgia has one of those statutes which we've successfully defended in other parts of the country. Jordan, you've got their press release. I'm trying to figure out what you could read here from this Westboro Church, as they call themselves, that would be appropriate for the air. Not much, but you've taken a look, and it's outrageous what they're saying in here.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of this, which is interesting, and you can find this release online if you want to read it for yourself, but it's pretty shocking stuff. But saying how that this is because of the persecution of the Westboro Baptist Church that these attacks occurred, that they were killed for America's sins, and because America's been persecuting the Westboro Baptist Church for 16 years. Unfortunately, this group identifies themselves as a Baptist church, and they're far from a church or Baptist for that matter. But again, you know, they go around the country, they make these disruptions, and they get themselves as hard as they can to get on TV to make it even worse and harder for families and friends who are suffering the loss of a loved one. You know, typically they were targeting military
funerals,
officials.
Right.
Now they're targeting students who were sitting in a classroom shot by a deranged killer.
You know, here's what they said. They mocked President Bush's statement where he said that President Bush, quote, was mouthing platitudes at a memorial and candlelight vigils, with one accord agreeing that they have no explanation for the tragedy, but they know it, a loving God had nothing to do whatsoever with it. They say evil did it. And then Westboro Baptist says the 33 killed at Virginia Tech died for America's sins in persecuting their particular church. Folks, this is unbelievable. Now, as unbelievable as it is, they were going to cause one of these loud protests at this particular funeral. The same thing in Virginia, by the way. The Virginia Attorney General Bob McDonald, a graduate, by the way, of Regent University School of Law, has already taken ensured that the state will enforce its statutes. Georgia has a similar statute, and Jeff, we have had success in defending the constitutionality of that statute.
Yes, Missouri's law was challenged by the ACLU. We filed an amicus brief there. That case is still going on, but in response to the ACLU's request for a temporary restraining order, preliminary injunction, the district court judge there said, no way.
There you have it, folks. So we met the ACLU head-on, protected the integrity of these funerals and memorial services for the families. I was down in Georgia, by the way, in U.S. District Court just a couple weeks ago on a very similar situation on a case involving one of the religious broadcasting networks that had these disruptive protests, and we've been successful in getting that case dismissed again. The ACLU in the cases that they brought are representing these protesters. That's their idea of how they protect religious freedom. We want to protect the integrity of the funeral and the memorial service for the families, and we think a time, place, and manner restriction is appropriate. Jeff, appreciate your work on this, and good work this morning getting this thing moving. It looks like we've got the situation under control in Georgia.
Thank you so much, Jay.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jesse's calling from Missouri on line 6. Jesse, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate everything you do.
Sure.
You know, what can we do to get these fixed? It seems like it's a sore. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger, or comes back, and it seems like we just need to go through and get rid of, if we could re-vote and get rid of a bunch of these.
Well, let me tell you something. You got to get new people in office. If you're passing legislation and you disagree with it, there's two things that can be done. You got to get, you know, vote for candidates that support your values and views. And number two, the president's going to have to be using his veto pen here, folks. And we're already asking that on the stem cell debate. And it's going to be, if this Freedom of Choice Act passed, we would have to do it there. And look, in the House of Representatives, Jordan, what were the chances of getting it through the House? You work in a government affairs office.
pretty good at this point. I mean, it is extreme legislation in the sense that says that government can make no regulations in local government. That may put some that are more moderate and those who consider themselves pro-abortion, but not as liberal as others who support things like partial birth abortion in the House and Senate. But again, because of the makeup, it would be a very close vote. The Senate, a close vote as well. And that's because, folks, there are Republican senators, and because this issue crosses both sides, who voted against the ban on federal partial birth abortion, who are still in the U.S. Senate. And these could be very, again, another close vote,
yep.
And of course, another call for the veto. And again, it happened right after partial birth abortion comes out. They had this waiting, and they're ready to make a retroactive ban on any abortion restrictions.
Any abortion restrictions whatsoever. Now, folks, let me give you the good side of this. Here's the good side of this. I was in Washington for the last few days in our office in Washington, D.C. For those of you that don't know, we are literally across the street from the Supreme Court of the United States, a block away from the United States Capitol, across the street from the Senate offices, and one block away from the House offices. We're right on the corner. We've got the key location. We've increased our staff in Washington, D.C. We've added two more lawyers that are starting. We had six legal interns from Regent University that have been up at our offices in Washington. We've increased the number of clerks here. We're going to get the staff necessary to move forward on this, but this is the battle we're in. As we're on the radio, I'm sending out emails. I mean, I wish you could have had a camera in the studio here today. I'm sending out emails to our staff on what research and what legal memos I want done involving this retroactivity of the law, involving the impact on state and local law. We're going to get all of that working now so that if this were to pass, if for some reason it were to pass and the veto was overridden, we'd be ready to challenge the lawsuit. And while it's being debated, we want to be able to challenge the constitutionality of it. That's exactly why we do what we do and where we do it when we're in Washington, D.C. Hey, folks, when we come back from the break, we're going to take more of your phone calls. I know we've got a ton of calls coming in. I'll tell you this also. We are at the cutting edge of the first veto on the stem cell bill. Now, our goal is to get to 100,000 signatures. We are very close to it. We just have a couple of days here to wrap this up. If you've not yet said you're going to sign this petition to protect life, let me encourage you to do it immediately. Add your name to this petition to protect life. It's urging the presidential veto and urging the Senate and the House to make sure it's not overridden. Very, very important. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition to protect life. And here it's on the stem cell debate in particular to make sure that stays in play. Now, also, if you go to ACLJ.org, we've posted a lot of information about this situation. We've got some information up about this this legislation that's going forward. We've got information up about the situation in Georgia and Virginia, the Virginia Tech students. We've had a very busy morning here at the offices of the American Center for Law and Justice. Let me tell you what we did. We activated our offices in Washington. We've activated our offices in Virginia. We've activated our offices in Kentucky. We activated our affiliates in Georgia. It's been a busy time, Jordan, and the statute is going to be a big, big fight. But on the stem cell bill, this is the day we need to kind of wrap this up here to get this information so that we've got the support that Drew Ryan and our government affairs team need.
We need to keep fighting. We want to get that veto. Of course, we expect all of this legislation to pass, so we need to be ready for the veto. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and sign up online.
Hey, I'm Logan.
And I'm Chili.
And we're excited to talk to you about LoganShow.com. You might be saying, I was there yesterday. Well, you know what? Something has changed.
Yes, we are constantly taking it from amazing to ridiculously amazing.
That's true. We update the site every day. And you might be saying, Logan, you know, what else is so good about LoganShow.com? Well, how about now that you can watch brand new and old episodes of The Logan Show on demand right on your computer? You can watch The Logan Show 48 times a day if you really wanted to. However, I don't encourage it.
And I know you Chili fans have been wanting to ask me some questions. Well, guess what? Now there's an Ask Chili Q&A page.
That's not all. You can enter to win Logan's iPod.
Sir, who are you?
Gotta go.
Okay. Also, there's a Logan Show fan quiz and our new interactive forum where me, Chili, and all of you Logan Show fans can talk. Yes, you are not alone.
I sit at my computer all day hitting refresh, just hoping for someone to talk to. So please, come by for the experience of a lifetime and so Chili is not lonely.
Come see me and Chili at LoganShow.com.
A troubling vote in the U.S. Senate clears the way for the federal government using your tax dollars to conduct research on stem cells taken from human embryos.
It rings of Nazi-esque type of procedures.
What's next? A presidential veto? The American Center for Law and Justice knows that it's now up to President Bush to veto this unacceptable legislation. Legislation that amounts to nothing more than a frontal assault against human life. And the ACLJ is working to provide a margin of support in the Senate so a presidential veto cannot be overridden. It's a critical time to stand for life.
This is really serious. And folks, we got a real, real battle here.
Stop embryonic stem cell research now. Add your name to the petition to protect human life. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. A lot of calls coming in. If you want to talk to us, if you're just joining us, new legislation coming, the Freedom of Choice Protection Act, introducing now that bill right after the partial birth abortion case, folks. Well, there you go. I mean, we knew this was going to happen. And then, as I told you, this horrible protest planned for the victims of the Virginia Tech killing and that murder and massacre that took place. We've got our lawyers at the ACLJ around the country working on it, but particularly in Georgia and Virginia right now. We just heard from Jeff Surtees.
Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Michelle's calling from Rhode Island on line 5. Michelle, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, Jay, I'm so thankful for your radio show. I wanted to encourage people listening, in case they have two different concerns, how important it is to deal with the stem cell research thing that you want us to sign, which of course I sign, is, first of all, I just saw in the media before this show, which is why another reason I'm so thankful for your show, a person that had Huntington's disease on, and the person interviewing them specifically said, and you need to do something about government funding for this because the religious right is totally against this. You should make this one of your projects, to this person on one of the major networks, okay? I don't have cable. This is a
sure.
major network. And I also want to encourage people that this is a misinformation in the fact that if we want to be called the religious right, we are not against stem cell research. We are not against science.
Well, you bring up the exact correct point. We're in favor of stem cell research on adult stem cells. We're in favor of umbilical cord stem cell research. We have on our staff a medical doctor, Kim Schaffner, who was on the program last week. He's an MD. He's also a law student here at Regent University School of Law. He's one of our legal fellows, and he's a medical doctor and has delivered children. He knows the issues. He knows the science. And what we're not in favor of is taxpayer dollars going to destroy a human embryo. And look, this is the Congress we've got, folks. It's exactly like the partial birth abortion case. We win it at the Supreme Court of the United States, and we're going to fight it back out. I told you it was going to happen in the United States House and Senate. They would introduce legislation to do this. This is exactly what we anticipated. That's why it's important. And Michelle, we're very glad that you called with us and joined this petition. We're getting near 100,000. Folks, we really need to hear from you. This is the last couple of days we can do this because we're going to have to move on to this other bill. It's going to be major, major development. So if you haven't signed the petition to protect life, this is urging the veto on stem cell and to sustain the veto. It's going to be a one-vote margin in the United States Senate. If you haven't done that yet, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Now in the House, we have a little bit more of a margin, Jordan, but you and Drew Ryan and Nathan Bennett are very concerned about a 15-vote margin could disappear overnight.
Yeah, you just don't know with the swings in the House. Different than the Senate, a little less independent than the Senate is. So you've got a lot of coalitions in the House and groups of congressmen and women who typically would vote together on issues or change their mind on issues. And so here you're not dealing with the actual vote, but you can always get into that world where people who are on the line, the moderates from either party, say, you know, I voted against this, but now that it's passed the Senate and the House, I don't want the president to be able to override it, which is their way of getting around directly voting for it. That happens a lot in the House, especially because it's more as a kind of a group effort. So again, you cannot put anything past the attempts to override this veto. And of course, all of this legislation, just one after another after another, we told you about it. We told you this is what would happen after 2006, and every single day we've basically been reporting a new piece of very dangerous legislation.
877-989-2255 to add your name of support. This is the last day or so to do it, so 877-989-2255.
David's calling from Minnesota on line 3. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, David.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Great.
Great. Say, a couple things. I'm a courier, and I pick up cord blood from hospitals around the Minneapolis area.
Sure.
And I went to a hospital. A nurse at that hospital, this is probably 6 months ago, said to me, "Isn't it a shame that President Bush is against this type of research?" And she was talking about embryonic stem cells, she thought, but in fact, it was those are adult stem cells that are being used for research. I was just amazed that even nurses who are in the maternity wards are ill-informed and misinformed and simply buying the political line.
Well, that's look. That's what they did. That's what they do. And the stem cell bill and that we supported was one that allowed for more money going towards the adult stem cell research and the umbilical cord research, which is what you were dealing with. And that has had great success. So, you know, this is the nature, David, of the fight. And that's, again, the reason why we need so many people to join with us on this. 877-989-2255 to add your name to almost 100,000 of you that are saying yes to protect the life of the human embryo, not use taxpayer dollars to destroy it. 877-989-2255.
Kim's calling from Maryland on line 5. Kim, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, hi, how are you? Thanks
Good.
For taking my call.
Sure.
I was just wondering, last night my daughter had a lacrosse game, and her coach had been brought into the office earlier that day and told to tell her team that they're no longer allowed to pray on the field before the game. This has been something that they've done for 4 years now.
Now, this is a public school?
Yes, sir.
How old are the students?
They're seniors, high school students.
Oh, so they're 17, 18 years old.
Sure.
The students have the right to pray together. The teacher can't lead the prayer, but the students have the right to pray. The Supreme Court, in a case I argued just a couple of years ago at the Supreme Court of the United States involving student express free speech expression and political campaigns, there was a prohibition in the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act to basically say minors can't participate in these political campaigns. We challenged that, and I argued that before the Supreme Court of the United States. The court was unanimous, 9-0, in saying that that prohibition was unconstitutional because, citing the famous Tinker case, that these students have free speech rights inside the school, and certainly that would include student-to-student prayer. Now, you can't make the whole team do it. You can't force it. But if those students want to pray before they have the right to play, before they actually play their sport, they have the right to do it. In fact, Justice Stevens, in another case I argued about in 2001, in the Santa Fe case, Justice Stevens said there's nothing in the Supreme Court's opinions or the Constitution that prohibits students from praying before, after, or during the school day. What they can't do is have the state heavily involved in it or the school officials heavily involved in it, so they can't be leading the prayer, but they certainly, the students have the right to pray. Kim, if you'll hang on the line, we're going to get you some legal help on this, and I'm tying this in, so you hang on the line here, we'll get you that help. This, you know, when the Virginia Tech tragedy took place, there was a lot of prayer activity going on that campus, which and there still is, and a lot of prayer vigils, and every speaker was invoking the scriptures, which is understandable, and it's part of it, including the President of the United States. And this is part of, you know, we talk about the fact that we are a nation sustained by our religious convictions. Justice O'Connor said it would be ironic indeed if a nation founded by religious refugees would be, you know, severing the ties that bind us to that heritage by disallowing these practices. There it was, the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, this is part of what happens.
Oh, and today there was a day of silence at noon right before this broadcast started all around Virginia. I know the Regent University here, we had part of that day of silence. And, of course, many of the undergraduate schools who are still on campus all respected that day of silence. And students wore Virginia Tech colors into school across the state. That was a moment of silence declared by the governor of Virginia, a governor who, again, talked about Bible verses.
Yeah,
specific
Governor
biblical characters at the event. No one says a thing, and of course,
they
think that's great.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Governor Kane was absolutely correct, but you're right. It's declared as a day of silence. People are going to be praying. The governor invoked a prayer and or biblical allusions, including quoting verses from Scripture. And I think, look, this is part of who we are. And they had another minister of another faith that you know, proclaimed a message too, and he quoted the Quran, and that's fine. I mean, this is, you know, we're Americans. We can understand that differential. But, you know, when they talk about a quote coming out of the Old Testament and the New Testament, all of a sudden now there's a constitutional crisis. You know, it's outrageous. So the imam quoted the Quran, nobody says anything. But, you know, once they started talking about the Old or New Testament, does that seem to be where the line's drawn? None of the lines should be drawn on any of those. Those people that were invited to speak could speak from their religious and spiritual convictions. And we need to be in prayer for those students from Virginia Tech. This tragedy, folks, is so significant still. As we close this week out, let's remember in prayer the families,
the students, the campus at Virginia Tech, just 3 hours from our campus here at Regent University, and we our hearts are still grieving over the situation. As we close the broadcast out, folks, we encourage you to go to your phones. Last day to do it on the stem cell bill, 877-989-2255. You can get updated information on that, by the way, at ACLJ.org.